Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning in the studio, I have Rach Roach and Logan Bradford here from the newest Black Box Theater troupe in town, Bear Stage Collective. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much
thank
for having us.
Thank you very much.
So we were just introduced to Bear Stage Collective last fall for your production, Smokefall. For those who didn't attend or haven't heard your name just yet, introduce yourselves. Who is the Bear Stage Collective?
Yeah, Bear Stage Collective is the newest Black Box Theater troupe here in Sitka. We like to do shows that are off the cuff, edgy, challenging. The whole goal is to create theater pieces that cause an audience to think.
Mm. That's and with kind of a collective, it's usually like a smaller group where you're able to be, I think of like maybe just a little more nimble with things.
Yeah. I don't think I ever want any of the casts to go bigger than 10 people, mm-hmm. Just to keep it tight and keep it small. You can dive a lot deeper into scripts, into rehearsals when there's a smaller group of people. All that to say, though, there is an audition process moving forward to get into the collective, and that'll be posted before the show, whenever it is.
Excellent. And this is not only actors involved within the collective, but also writers as well, which is an exciting thing about your newest production, an original production coming up this next Friday, March 20th. It's an immersive one, a murder mystery dinner theater. Does it have a title that this going forward for this?
Yeah, it's called Ship Happens, Murder Sets Sail.
I love a good pun. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Logan, do you want to talk a little bit about the show?
Oh, sure. So the show was being written pretty much a little bit after the new year. It was in writing for about 6 weeks with a cast of about six writers. We started really simple. We just wanted to decide, where are we? What are we doing? Very quickly decided murder mystery dinners was the way to go. And after tossing around a couple ideas, we ended up on a cruise ship. As Sitka is very notorious with its tourism. And the basic synopsis is that the Royal Jewel of the Sea is experiencing its 25th anniversary day on the seas. And in this dining hall, the host, Jory, my character, is essentially putting on a grandiose display for all of the cruise goers. Mm-hmm. And amidst of all the celebration, oopsies, someone's dead. And it just becomes a fun little game of Clue as an entire cast who has no idea how to solve a mystery or even how to properly investigate one try to figure it out. You know, once you have a murder on a ship on a sea day, things can get pretty panicky pretty quickly.
Indeed, yes, because the murder is somewhere there with you. It's, mm-hmm. Like a closed room mystery or something where, it has to be someone there.
Yes.
You're on, unless one of the life rafts is missing,
yeah.
They're there with you. Oh, my goodness. So how did this come about to have this murder mystery dinner theater happen? Because it's taking place at Harbor Mountain Brewery.
Yeah, so after Smokefall, the brewery, Emerald, came and approached me saying that they were interested in doing some kind of dinner show. Mm-hmm. And I said, heck yeah, let's do it. And so I started rallying a group of people who could be interested in doing some kind of wacky thing. I was going back and forth whether I wanted us to write something or if I just wanted to find a show and put on a show. But again, keeping in mind that I want to do off the cuff and unconventional works, I figured writing a show with a group of people would be fun and entertaining and something different that doesn't normally happen here. I know that the community theater does Radio Adventure Hour, which is written by local people, but this one is a staged performance, not necessarily on the radio.
Yeah, and definitely more, a lot more things to consider when you're writing for something more than just radio with Radio Adventure Hour. Yes, you have your characters and your I guess some direction when you're saying of like how you'd like your actors to inflect and portray these characters. Well, this, I can't even imagine the sort of stage direction and blocking, or, you know, just telling people how to move about the space when this is not happening on a stage. This is immersive. So Smokefall was kind of theater in the round. You have your actors in the center and the audience all around, seeing it from all angles. This is almost the opposite. You have everyone who's attending this dinner theater, obviously eating their dinner and seeing all the action take place everywhere.
Yes.
How does one go about trying to write that? Is that a pained laugh? Is there trauma involved?
It's less on the writing, although there's a lot of in the writing of sometimes you just have to put in something to be like, hey, do this, you know, make it big. It's more on the blocking and the rehearsal process because as someone who's on both the writing and the acting team, I think one of the biggest challenges is being told, hey, you have to kind of like move your shoulders just a little bit. Where you're standing is great, but there is going to be a table, you know, a foot and a half back, and you are now blocking the line of sight to whoever you're talking to. So it feels really unnatural. There's one moment where Jory, the host, kind of does this like 360 thing, and I'm admittedly very terrified because I'm afraid as I'm doing this little twirl, I'm going to trip into somebody's chair.
Oh, no.
But that's the magic of having an audience that is interspersed amongst the scene.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So less on the writing team and definitely more on the rehearsal process.
So you've so this is a one night only event.
Yes.
That you're having. And obviously there's only so many people that can be fit in this space. So tell us more about this evening. We know the setting, we know what's going to be happening. Obviously we don't know the ending. Mm-hmm. What is this evening going to entail for those attending?
Yeah, so the doors open with hors d'oeuvres and a faux cocktail hour. It's at the brewery, so it's more of a cider beer hour at 5:30. At 6:30, our cast is going to start our pre-show process, which kind of looks like interacting with people. Not necessarily interacting, but just like getting started with their own actions. Jory's character is going to host an open mic. At 6:45 is when dinner is going to be served, and the show starts at 7:00.
Excellent. And so with the ticket price, this includes, goodness, so includes the hors d'oeuvres, drinks, dinner, and the show itself.
Yes.
That's a screaming deal. So how do folks get tickets? Because limited seating.
Yeah, so you can get it through the Harbor Mountain Brewing website, through their shop.
Perfect. And so this is coming up, not this Friday, but next, so March 20th. How are ticket sales looking?
Really, really good. We've sold over half of our tickets right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So this is also, in addition just to being a fun new experiment, this is also a fundraiser for the collective. So where is this money going towards?
Yeah, so it's going to directly fund our next show in the fall. Yeah, it goes to fund the next show.
Excellent. And one other thing I wanted to talk about, we had mentioned it before we went on air, of a fun thing about this show is even the actors don't know the ending going into this of, I guess, not the definitive one, that this is an immersive sort of experience for the audience of not necessarily interactive in the sense of like, and you come on stage or anything, but the audience themselves are going to have a part in how this all plays out. So how does that look?
So during the writing process, when we were trying to figure out who done it, an idea was popped up of why not let the audience decide? And it came about that we toyed around with some ideas of who do we think reasonably could do it, a couple red herrings here and there. And when it gets down to it, there's going to be slips of paper on everybody's table. And if they're going to vote for the ending. And we have a couple different edge case scenarios just in case votes swing away. We aren't fully intending to predict yet.
Yes.
But overall, I feel like we're pretty confident in how the writing was done, that we've guessed the intentions of the audience and we've managed to kind of shoehorn it a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be an audience vote. The audience gets to decide the ending and to choose your own adventure.
Amazing.
And it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we wrote a handful of different endings for the show, depending on what the audience could decide. And whatever is voted on is the ending we'll do.
So ideally, like you're saying, you're putting clues out there. People should be paying attention.
Hopefully.
So, 'cause there's I mean, that's a kind of the fun thing of like there's action happening all around. And I'm imagining like lots of like these conversations and quips happening in and amongst the cast that pay attention because there might be clues being dropped any which way.
Yeah.
So all of that could play into, yeah, who do you think did it? And that's going to be the group consensus of, I guess, the jury of your peers being the audience deciding who's the guilty party. And that's what we'll see play out.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun. Well, goodness, we're out of time this morning, but Rach and Logan, thank you so much for coming
morning
for the Bear Stage Collective, a group of writers and actors bringing some new and interesting acting experiences and entertainment for all of us sitkins. So their next production, a murder mystery dinner theater, happening next Friday, March 20th at Harbor Mountain Brewery. Tickets are on sale on the brewery website. It includes 3-course meal, 2 drinks, and of course, a show. So thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.